just imagining you coming home with me. And we decide we're just gonna go straight down to the basement. So we head downstairs and shut the door behind us. But you can't even wait until we get down the steps. So you force me down on my knees. Take your cock out. Lock the door. Tell me to suck you off like a good girl. So I do. I suck you off like such a good girl. I'm looking at you with my eyes watering, gagging on your cock. Begging for more as daddy face fucks me. Over and over and over again. I can't even gag anymore, it just goes down my throat. You tell me what a good little slut I am. And you pound in a few more times. And then you take your cock from me. You didn't even wait to get me out of my clothes. So you look down, you rip my shirt, and you take each one of my tits out so you can grab them, grope them, pinch and twist my nipples in between your fingers. You can see how needy I am. So you start playing with yourself. And eventually come all over my tits, my shirt, my sweatpants, and all over my pretty little face. And then you blush and apologize for coming all over my clothes. And I tell you, no, I'm sorry. It was my fault. Sluts shouldn't wear clothes anyway, should they, Daddy? So I promptly take them off, wiping up the little bit of cum that's on me still. And you follow me down the steps. But the one wasn't enough, was it, Daddy? 'Cause you start kissing me again. You start kissing me passionately, running me into a wall, taking what's yours, and I can feel your cock harden again. Oh, you didn't even waste 10 minutes, did you? And I know what I need to do this time. We don't even make it to the bed. We make it to the floor. You pull me down on top of you and tell me to ride your cock. And so I do. I kiss you a couple times and make sure that my wet little cunt is matched up perfectly to envelope all of Daddy's hard cock. And as soon as it gets in me, I can feel him fill me up. I squeeze around his cock. Practically milking Daddy already. I need him. I need him. I need his cock. I start riding you. Your hands are on my tits again. Pinching, pulling, groping. All while I bounce my ass up and down on your cock. I love the noises that it makes. The erotic slapping. And then as I'm enjoying those, Daddy decides to slap my ass himself. hits me twice on my right cheek. And then I ask him why my left didn't get any love. So he gives that one 5. And then he scratches my back and tells me what a good little whore I am for him. And it only encourages me to ride him faster, begging for his cum. Fuck, Daddy, I need it. Fuck, I need it, I need it. You're not gonna let me have it, are you? Not yet. No. You push me off of you. Smack my ass again and tell me to get on the couch. Bent over like the little whore I am. So I do. I bend over the arm of the couch. And you start fucking me from behind. Grabbing my hair and telling me what a good little whore I am. What a good little whore I am for my daddy. You pull my hair back and you whisper that you're gonna fuck me on every single surface in this basement. And you've already got 3 covered, don't you, Daddy? You keep thrusting inside of me until you could feel my breath quicken. You grab my throat and tell me not to fucking come. So I edge, and I know you can feel my pussy begging for it. I need it, Daddy. I need to come all over your cock, please. Please. And you say not until I come inside of you, princess. And I can feel your cock throb. The first jet of warm hot cum goes deep inside of me, and I can't hold anything back. I just need to orgasm, Daddy. I need to wrap my tight little cunt all around Daddy. I'm practically shaking, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I love being filled. Thank you, Daddy.